here's a story from The World.
As we heard a moment ago, President Trump is hardly the first world leader to contract the coronavirus. Let's return to the case of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Not long after being released from the hospital, he said this.
Good afternoon. I've today left hospital after a week in which the NHS has saved my life. No question.
The NHS, the National Health Service, the way he's managed his country's response to the disease, even after contracting it, remains controversial. Anne McElvoy is host of the Economist Asks podcast from our friends at Economist Radio in London. How things change, Anne. We were set to speak with you about this week's episode of The Economist Asks and the conversation you had with Philip Raines, Hillary Clinton's longtime advisor. That first presidential debate was only a few days ago. It feels like a year ago. But today, the world wakes to the news that President Trump has tested positive for COVID-19. When did you hear the news there in London? And generally, what's been the reaction?
I think everyone was still digesting that debate and opinions were divided this side of the Atlantic, as they would be in America, about whether it was all within the rough and tumble that you'd expect from Donald Trump or whether it went a few degrees beyond that, and that sense that the whole idea of the debates had been undermined. So that was the argument that we were all having here. And then we woke up, of course, London time, to find that this news had broken. I'm afraid I saw it originally via the news that Hope Hicks, the spokeswoman, had the virus. And then we suddenly all thought, hang on a minute, oh my goodness, the president has tested positive. And I think that's reframed the entire debate about his response to COVID and also what he said in the debate about COVID.
I'm curious to know what the reaction was when Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, landed in intensive care. Take us back, if you would, to those uncertain days in April when the press and the public first heard about Boris Johnson's infection.
Well, I've covered British politics for 20 years and all the prime ministers in that time. And this was like one of the oddest experiences, in that the news kind of leaked out. Boris Johnson himself had tried, I think, foolishly, but you can understand his logic, to soldier on. That's a very Boris Johnson Churchillian style. He thought that somehow he could still do his job. And gradually it became clear to those around him that he was not able to focus, and that that Boris Johnson pizzazz that he undoubtedly possesses had gone. He had no energy. By the time he went to hospital, he was very seriously ill. And as we heard in your clip, he did say that he owed his life to the health service, the National Health Service. And it's true. And that reframed the debate, both about Boris Johnson's judgment and had he shown ill judgment, and did you excuse that in the circumstances or didn't you? And what that also meant about his seriousness in dealing with the virus, which had been contended. And I think it really shook him up. I think it changed quite a lot.
Okay, so it reframed the debate in the UK. It shook up the Prime Minister. But after that hospital scare, have Boris Johnson's views evolved about the coronavirus? And did anything change significantly in the way he's handled it?
Yes, I think a lot changed significantly in the way that Boris Johnson handled COVID and the crisis in the country. For a start, he puts himself much more readily on the side of those saying you should lock down parts of the country where there is a high spike in the COVID rate. That's made him very unpopular with a lot of his own backbenchers, many of whom are saying the economy is suffering more. It's that old dividing line, and that you shouldn't be locking down so hard. And it also means we've got very piecemeal legislation and views about what to do depending where you live. And that is putting a lot of pressure on him. So far, he's trying to hold the line for caution, but it doesn't sit terribly well with his overall leadership style.
So after Boris Johnson's experience with coronavirus, has he reflected at all on the cavalier approach Trump has taken to COVID, someone he once seemed to bond with?
I think he is too cautious of his relationship with Donald Trump to start preaching to the president. I think he thinks other people can do that. I don't think he has the same views as Donald Trump on the coronavirus as on much else. I think that's too readily conflated sometimes in some of the coverage that I see in America. But I think he sent a message very quickly of sympathy to Donald and Melania Trump. I think that what he wants to do is keep that relationship on track in the hope that he can still keep grinding away for the big UK-US trade deal, which is his strategic goal. And he's prepared to go along with a bit of Trumpery along the way. That gets him some brickbats in the UK, of course, from people who abhor Donald Trump and think that that's a mistake. But that's what he's doing.
Anne McElvoy, host of the podcast The Economist Asks, thanks for tacking with us today. I really appreciate you joining us.
Always a pleasure after a busy week.